Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. During this Passion Week, we are looking at the seven cries from the cross of Calvary. And we have been using, of course, the account of the Gospels as we hear the voice of the Savior, the last statements that he makes upon this earth. Now, the last words of anyone are important, but what would the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords say in his last moments, last hours before his death, and then, of course, burial, and then subsequently his resurrection? Well, on Monday we saw the first cry, where the Lord Jesus said in Luke 23, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And there we saw the cry of a compassionate sovereign. Only God had power to forgive sins. And then yesterday we saw Luke 23:43, where the Bible, where the Lord Jesus says that says to the thief, "Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." And we saw the cry of a condescending Savior, a Savior who had lived in a perfect eternity past, and yet now is on the cruel cross of Calvary, and yet condescends to have compassion upon a thief who is being crucified beside of him. And then today we move to the third cry, and this is recorded in the book of John. The Bible says, "When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved," and of course John's referring to himself, "he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son." Now, I've heard this said in time past that that in some way that Christ was calling attention from Mary to him and him hanging there on the cross of Calvary. But if you read this in context, that is not at all what's going on. But rather, the what is going on here is he's not pointing attention at himself. That is the obvious. But rather, he's saying, and he's looking at John, "Behold thy son." In other words, he is transferring his responsibility as a son to the beloved disciple John. And basically is saying, from this point on, Mary, John is your son, and you're to be his mother. Verse 27 of the same chapter, chapter 19, "Then he saith to the disciple, Behold thy mother." And of course, reiterating. And so, twofold. He says to Mary, "Behold thy son," pointing at John, or looking at John. And then he says to John, "Behold thy mother." And therefore, a transfer. And the Bible says, from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. I've just recently seen this, but from that hour, I wonder if John actually took Mary and they left the cross. Because it says, from that hour he took her unto his own house. Don't know. But tradition says this, that he did take her home with him, and that he lived, or she lived with him in Judea until the time of her death, which tradition says 15 years later that Mary died. But we see the cry of a caring son when he cries, "Woman, behold thy son," and then he saith to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." Nowhere in the scripture does Jesus ever call Mary mother. Never does. There in John 2, at the marriage of Canaan, he says to her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee?" By the way, that was not being impolite. It was a term of respect. But never once did Christ call her mother. And I say that to say this, undue emphasis on Mary's role. Yes, she was a chosen vessel. But she is not a co-redemptress. She was not perpetually a virgin, and she was not divine in any way. She was blessed above all women, according to the angel, but that's as far as it went. And she carried the seed of the Holy Ghost and, of course, gave birth to the only begotten Son of God. Our Father, we pray you'd help us to trust and to obey. And we pray, O God, you'd help us to receive Christ for those who don't know him in this hour. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.